Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday. We're here, and you know, there's not very many people out there in the world that are looking to the Holy Ghost and the Word. They think they are. Brother Freedom's here, and God is giving him a message for you. I hope you'll listen. The Lord wants you to hear this message. Father, we just thank you, and we give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, you're fabulous beyond our imagination. Thank you for being the glorious God of all gods. We just give you praise and honor to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Lord, I knew that I did not have nothing today. I'll open the Word up. It's where you are, want me to be, and it's what I'm going to speak. And I believe it's right from you. I pray that you'll anoint this Word. I pray that you'll go before us. Move in a mighty way, and I thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whatsoever I say to you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven. Whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, in the world to come. It's pretty heavy-duty stuff, because I believe that's what we're facing. And I'll tell you, some of you out there, there's not going to be any forgiveness. You might as well live it up now, because if you come against the Holy Ghost, it plainly says it is not forgiven. It behooves all of us to speak very quietly when the Holy Spirit's around. We should never order Him what to do, but He always tells us exactly what to do. He's there to do the preaching. We're to do the receiving. If there's anything left, then we can give out what little we have left. But He is the main one. And I believe without Him, we're lost, we're undone, we're unfit, we have not direction, we lost the way, we're blinded. All these pitfalls that comes in man's ways that causes man to stumble will truly happen when we leave the Holy Ghost out of the way. I'm going to read a little bit before I go any farther in St. John, 14th chapter. The Bible is so wonderful for a foundation. It's where we should put all of our sermons, on a foundation of the Word. St. John, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I send you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything according to my name, I will do it. This is Jesus speaking. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, that's Jesus speaking, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. You know what the last word is? It says forever. Forever. That's forever is continuous. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, neither it seeth him, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and it shall be in you. And he will not leave you comfortless, he will come and be with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father will send him in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. How dare people have tried to slander the Holy Ghost. How dare you go out there and say ugly things about Him? He is God. How dare you blaspheme against the heavens? How dare you speak things of corruption? And I've heard you, many of you, speak loosely. Oh, like He's a nothing. He's everything. He's part of God, the Godhead. He's God the Holy Ghost in the Spirit. And when you start doing this, there's wrong spirits attached to the people that allow this to happen, and pretty soon your eyes become blinded. You don't hear, you don't see, you don't even know nothing. And you get immune to the things of this world, and pretty soon you're telling people that you're spiritual, but you're so far from it, you're dried up, you're drier than last year's bird's nest. You're full of evil thoughts, you're full of evil doing. It takes the Spirit of God to produce the blessings of God. The blessings of God make it rich, and adds no sorrow with it. He is the Spirit of God. There is liberty. But when you start having confusion, the Bible tells me there's every evil work. And I'll tell you, I see a lot of confusion. I see a lot of comparing, all these things that bring down, that brings us off of that pathway that is sent to the heaven. And without it, we're deceived. And the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that should also reap. So if you start saying all these slanderous things, that you know everything, and the Spirit of God is nothing, you put you in a category, you're on a pathway that's leading to the lower realm. In that lower realm, there's no return back. It's a place of darkness, a place of disturbance. You say, how dare you? I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. You need to shun the very appearance. You need to be careful how you talk. But I say to you that every idle word that men may speak, they give the account thereof. That's when the day of judgment. When we start saying wrong, but it says, for this next word, I want, for by your words are you justified, and by your words are you condemned. So you start speaking wrong things against the Spirit of God, you've got God really against you. Well, he says, I got my church here. No. God says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. You need not that any man teaches you, but that same anointing teaches you the truth and is no lie. And as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. That means you abide through the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter of Ephesians, it says that the fivefold ministry. The churches, they blanket that corral. But it says that he will bring us into perfection by the process of the fivefold ministry. You out there say, well, there's nothing to it. Well, the Bible says, different. I have a right to believe what the Bible says. You might have your philosophy or something else that comes from men to fix. But I'll tell you, God wants to set you free. I'm tired of people out here putting my precious Holy Ghost down because he is everything. He has done so much for me. It's beyond imagination. I was a nobody. I still don't want to be anybody. I better be led by him. I want to take seriously that his thoughts will be in my mind, impression through him. I'm not able to confirm with these great things that's beyond my imagination. The Holy Ghost will put you in that place that you're in a higher realm than you are as mortal men. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what the problem is. We're wrestling against these wrong spirits. It says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, whereby they lie, wait to deceive. They wait to deceive. I've seen the power of these type of people. I've seen them come in, the glory of God would be moving. I tell you, I remember when the churches, you come down the aisles and the Spirit of God was so heavy there, you would feel the power of God. You would feel, and people get healed, not even have to come to the altar. But that don't happen no more because there's wrong people in there. There's wrong, it's the world's in our church. Now you say, oh, that's blessed. No, it's not. It's exactly what's happening. We have taken out the power and replaced it with man's own wisdom. And the Bible says man does not have that power. Man don't have the quality to move with the Spirit of God. When the Spirit is, there is liberty. When there's man is, there's problems, there's sin, there's decay, there's destruction, there's wrongdoings, there's unfaithfulness. All these bad things that comes into our fellowship, pretty soon we got troubles, someone's upset, they don't want to agree on something because it's problem. But the Spirit of God's there, it's one mind, one accord, one spirit, one calling. Only the Lord can make these things happen. There is one body, one spirit, as ye call one hope upon your calling. It's one in the Lord. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. For the perfecting of the saints. You can't have perfection out of the Spirit. I don't care if you have a pedigree 5 miles long and you're driving it down your great big long tail coat you got on. You're just down, it's pulling you down to nowhere. But I'll tell you, when you got the Spirit of God there, there's a lifting that lifts you up in heavenly places. You're walking in victory. Lay aside, all those weights have left you. But you start walking in self, and pretty soon you have the humanistic characters of man in your life. But really where it's come from, it's the enemy. He's come to deceive the very elect. He cometh to kill, destroy, and steal. He's come to make havoc of the church of God. And you don't realize you people have wrecked the church of God. You made havoc of the church of God because you want your own way. But the Holy Ghost, you were supposed to do what the Spirit of God. You just want your own selfish way. And selfishness is a great, great problem with the church. Selfishness is something self. When we're selfish, we miss out. And so, because we're hogging the whole thing, we want the whole program on us, but it's not that way. God wants to minister through our being into our innermost parts of us and set us free. That we don't care. We want the Spirit of God there. We want God there. We don't care how. We want the Lord there. And the Holy Ghost is the conductor of this kind of a blessing. He comes to set us free. Man will set us on a way, a collision course to the destruction. In the book of Jude, it has a little bit I'd like to read too. It talks about in the last days, but these are murmurers, complainers, walking around in their own lust, and their own mouths speak great swelling words. They're a disadvantage to everything that happens. They're there to bring chaos in the work of God. They're there to bring you down, to disturb you, that you can't walk in victory. And the only way that you can walk in victory is having God's Holy Ghost in you. It has to have that saturation of God's glory, the coming forth that brings forth all evilness out of your being. We can't do it then ourselves. We try to make ourselves right, but we cannot. We don't know how. We're there always in confrontation all the time, trying to fix myself here. But here's a greater problem over here. Get rid of that problem. A greater problem. We just keep going, seesawing back and forth. When the Holy Ghost comes down and sets you free, you're more than conquerors. All you got to do is start praying and pray through all the while, and pray, and He'll cause great things to happen. You'll see miracles. You'll see great things, a problem being dissolved. You'll see people healed. You'll see them saved. You'll see them full of the Holy Ghost. You'll see them electrified by the power of God, and they'll be ready for heaven. But you try to do it within yourself. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We got to cast ourselves upon the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. Without that, there is no atonement for sin. There's no power. There's no separation between good and bad. It's all in there. And there is a separation that has to take place, because good and evil don't mix. There have to be separate. It's either evil or it's good. God wants the church to be upright. The God that the church wants us to be without sin. Yes, there's problems because the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God's come to give you life, give you more abundant life. It's the power. That's what God sent for the Holy Ghost, that we might have that Spirit within us that's greater than what we face daily. Then He comes in like a flood. Yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard in us. That it cannot happen unless you're full of the Holy Ghost. That standard is the Spirit of God that will offset what you're facing and set you free and send Him running in the other direction. With what you're facing, you're deceived, you're burdened down all the time, you're walking in blackness, you're walking in unconfessed sin, you're walking in things that brings you down to where you're not a fit person even. And you're acting like you're somebody when God wanted to set you free. That's what's happening in the church. The church is full of things that's not real. We need to be set free. We need to be walking wholeness. We need to walk in dedication. And that dedication comes by my heart being right with the Holy Ghost. The filling of God's Holy Ghost as something that's supernaturally, that's not done with the chemistry of books or anything. You need to read the Word of God. Yes, you need that. But there's something about the saturation, the glory of God that makes upon you a realm that can conduce itself against wrong spirits. And you need that because God's walking this day to have us walking in victory. The Lord is coming that we must walk in victory. Without the Spirit of God, we're unfit for righteousness. We cannot do it within ourselves. We can give program after program after program, and those programs will find troubles. You'll have trouble in finance. You'll have trouble in everything you face. But if you'll do it God's way, walk in the Spirit, God will provide you all these areas. And that's what's wrong this last hour. That right now, that's where there's troublesome time. That's what... It's just because Jesus is coming soon. But perilous times are here. And those here that not make heaven, you need to realize you need the power of the Holy Ghost. His greatness and His Spirit is something you need to deal with the things that you face. You cannot do it with flesh and blood. You can't do it with principality. Do you need the principality? The air is too hard, headed, too heavy for you to combat. It's the Spirit of God that needs to be in you. The principality of the air can't come down when it gets around you. The Spirit of God's within you, and the offense is too great for him to stay. He has to leave. He has to say, I'm going. Because if God is setting, leaving you. But you've got to be induce yourself and be endued with power from on high. And you have to perform that over and over and over in the way. Because you keep praying. I believe that we're like a people that's full of holes. You can go out here and be full, and if you don't do nothing, pretty soon you're dry. And you say, yeah, that's what's happened, why people are blaspheming the Holy Ghost. One time, they was full. But I'm speaking to you right now, there's some of you that's got dry, and you should pray through before it's too late, and say, I'm sorry, I just got wayward. I'm not where I should be. And God will forgive you. I believe he'll forgive you. He'll set you free. But you've got to mean business. You got to say, yes, I want that in power of God's glory upon me. The covering, the saturation of God's glory will set me in a road toward heaven. And I'll not be deceived no longer. It takes that enduring all the time, but you got to seek God for greater things. We got to seek God that you walk in his pathway. His pathway to just is a shining light. And the way you're walking now, you're not walking with a shining light. You're walking, being deceived. You're walking the way that takes you down to lower levels. And those lower levels will take you to a place that when the Antichrist comes, you'll be either face death or you're going to take the mark of the beast. And that time is going to be a serious time. We're living in a time when the church of the Lord Jesus Christ needs to be full of the Holy Ghost, that you'll have that glory upon you. You don't think about the option, what you're going to do, because you'll automatically take it out of here. You'll be removed out of here because Jesus is coming down before that hour. And he says before that hour comes, he will take us away. And you need to be ready for that. And that's the only way that you can have it, is being indoctrinated by the glory of God, that you'll have the anointing upon the saturation of God's glory in your innermost being, through your veins, every particle of your mind. It'll be saturated by the Spirit of God, that nothing, no ill shall fall thee, nor plague come down thy dwelling. Only with mine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. And God will give his angels charge over thee, and keep thee in all thy ways. The Spirit of God is greater than the forces you face. But yourself, you're a loser. You cannot do it in yourself. And I'll tell you, there's nothing feels like the joy of the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Holy Ghost is the saturation of God's glory. There's nothing that takes the place of the Spirit of God. There's nothing that edifies you, that brings you in that place of endowing God's glory upon you. The anointing of God that breaks the yoke, that sets you free. Oh, that we're more than conquerors through him. It takes the Holy Ghost for this to happen. The Word of God's there, but it takes the Holy Ghost to make it happen. Greater is he that's in you, he is world. You have to take the Holy Ghost to make it happen. Jesus already made it here. All we need now is an operation of the Spirit of God, and with what Jesus commanded us we do, we'll have it. Greater is he that's in you than he is world. Greater love of no man than a man lay down his life for sin. Jesus laid down his life for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and now people are saying, oh, there's nothing through the power. Jesus, that what I read, Jesus said, I come. Verily, verily, he who believeth on me, the works of the new shall he do also. That's what he says. I go to the Father. And if I go to the Father, I will pray, and he will send forth another comforter, shall abide with you forever. He the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, neither knoweth him, but he knoweth, you'll know him because he dwelleth in you. We will know because the Spirit of God's alive in us. But we get this counterfeit that's in us. And though we confess things, by our words we're justified, by the words we're condemned. By our words are we justified. By our words are we condemned. And I truly believe some of you out there, you're condemned because you have come against, you blasphemed against the Spirit of God. I hope that none of you have went too far. But I believe there is a way. The Bible says it shall not be forgiven. So we got to be careful. You just don't keep blaspheming, saying things against the Spirit of God. He's the power for the hour. He's for the power to help us. Jesus said, it says, needful that I go away. When I go away, I will not send forth the comforter. But I go away, I will send him. Jesus is up there building for us an eternal mansion. It's wonderful. And he's making intercession daily. But the Holy Ghost is here as a personal help. He's here to personally touch our lives and that we might have power from Him. We should not order Him, but He should order us. He should tell us what we want us to do, what we're to say. We're to be led by Him. And I believe it. I believe God the Father is very concerned about this. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is full of the Holy Ghost. I believe it. But we can't just deliberately go out here and just sort of, I'll just go to church on Sunday, and I'll go to church Sunday night, and I'll even go Wednesday. But there's more to it than that. It's being led directly by the Spirit. Some of you just don't get the picture. Endued with power from on high. The leadership of God's glory in your being is better than your own imagination. Your own, the great people have got these great sermonettes and all these great teachings. But they're nothing compared with the Spirit of God. I was in church here, and this man was, he had all the words, he had all the, just make people laugh. But what he was doing, he was just denouncing the Holy Ghost. I had to leave that place. It hurt me so bad, I could not be in there and be guilty. You say, well, that's just a good thing for the church. No, it's not. Anytime you sort of have belittle the Holy Ghost, it's not good for the church. Anytime you think that you got more up here than the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you, you're wrong 1,000 times. He can let you know in 1 second what you forgot. 1 second with Him is like your whole lifetime with yourself, and you're not even equal to Him then. He's that greater, it's God Himself with you. And you need to realize that God's there to help you, to constrain you. Look, why did the early church, Book of Acts, have the same problem they're having today? Exactly. The church finally closed the doors. That's when the early church was dark ages, when the church finally went into way from God. And I tell you, that's what's going to happen now. If God didn't send forth the end of the world, that's what's taking place right now. Things of this happen. Christianity is not just saying Christianity. Christianity is letting the Spirit of God come in you. It's like if you said, I'm a caterpillar, want to be a caterpillar, well, you'd have to make sure that that machine didn't just have a... I heard of a machine that came into Houston, and it was a great big machine. It had no engine, nothing in it, just a hull. And that's what you're out there, just got a hull. You haven't got no spirit. You haven't got no power. You just got a framework there, and you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You haven't got the spirit of life in you. You don't have the freedom of God. You don't have the visitation that He knows all things. It is all things. You don't have it. It's the computer of the Holy Ghost within you. He was way ahead of the computer because He knows all things, is all things, and it'll help you for this hour. You need to address Him this day and say, Lord, I want Him to come back in my heart. The church really needs to acknowledge this in a very special way because I believe we're doomed without it. God bless you, I pray that God bless you, because I believe we're living in a very perilous times. It says, men should be loving themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, inconsistent, heady, high-minded, loving the pleasures more than loving God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power of. They don't think it's wrong to have it. They got a power of their own self now. But I'll tell you, God's Spirit's above all. And some of you think you got the Spirit of God, but it's not really, you're just sort of playing. It's just any, meeny, mighty, moe. When God there is mighty, it's mighty. I don't think the church should have that mighty power that we used to have. The Spirit of God would have moved mightily. He'd come down the aisles and people would say, this touch, the lives were changed for 2 or 3 weeks. You'd be walking in heavenly language for a week or 2 days, or 2 to 3 weeks. It was constant, a power. It's not there now. We need to realize that this has left us. We need to get back and reach and say, I want it before it loses it. It's like everything falling over Niagara Falls, like the water. When the last drop goes down, that's what we're at. I'm close to that right now. There's not going to be no more water falling down. No more spirit. We're close to that last hour. If you need to be prepared, we need to be prepared. Wherever you are, you need to wake up. You need to repent and seek God. You need to call upon Him and pray through that the Holy Ghost would be in you for now until the day that Jesus comes to the clouds of glory, that you might be ready, prepared. And for this nation of ours, we're on a downslid going backwards anyway. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the prompting of God's glory upon us. We need the God's Spirit upon us all the time. I pray that God bless you in this day. But I tell you, we need to be serious today. We need to face these things with an uprightness. I'm going to walk upright before God. I'm going to be wisely, keep my sayings. I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm not going to go back from my own willful way. I want to walk in the Lord's commandments. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'll keep that in my heart that I will purposely, the Lord, I will not want. He'll make me lie down. All these things, the 23rd Psalm, the 91st Psalm, would be activated if we walk in the leadership of God's glory. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
God bless you, and thank you for joining us. And if you'd like to communicate with Brother Freedom, you can write to him by email. Just mail an email to me. You'll find my email address at the bottom of this page. It's clint@cnm-vra.com. Look for that address, and you can write an email to Brother Freedom. God bless you.